Zadanie pierwsze. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie nagrany tekst. Przed wysłuchaniem tekstu masz 30 sekund na przeczytanie pytań.
Welcome to our program, Back to Nature. Last week on the show we talked about animals in danger. This week, something different. Some animals haven't been seen in the UK in the wild for hundreds of years. For example, the lynx and the wolf. They died out when forests were cut down and towns were built close to their habitats. A group called the Wild Beasts Trust want to release these animals back into the wild. But although this project seems to be positive, not everybody is happy about it. Farmers say wild animals like wolves will attack sheep and cows. Some people think they could even attack children. Most people seem to have an opinion on the issue, whether for or against. But these opinions are not generally based on facts, but on personal beliefs. Today, we are going to talk to a wildlife expert and the Wild Beasts Trust member, Peter Clark. I hope we will find out a bit more about this project and try to get the information about any dangers or benefits that might result. So, dear listeners, Peter Clark. Welcome to our program, Back to Nature. Last week on the show we talked about animals in danger. This week, something different. Some animals haven't been seen in the UK in the wild for hundreds of years. For example, the lynx and the wolf. They died out when forests were cut down and towns were built close to their habitats. A group called the Wild Beasts Trust want to release these animals back into the wild. But although this project seems to be positive, not everybody is happy about it. Farmers say wild animals like wolves will attack sheep and cows. Some people think they could even attack children. Most people seem to have an opinion on the issue, whether for or against. But these opinions are not generally based on facts, but on personal beliefs. Today, we are going to talk to a wildlife expert and the Wild Beasts Trust member, Peter Clark. I hope we will find out a bit more about this project and try to get the information about any dangers or benefits that might result. So, dear listeners, Peter Clark.